Back home, Jacinda Ardern is being urged to consider a lifeline for young Hong Kong students too scared to return home. Labour's Louisa Wall and National's Simon O'Connor have written to the Prime Minister in support of appeals by pro-democracy activist Nathan Law. He wants New Zealand to allow students to stay here to avoid political persecution and arrest. Dr. Stephen Noakes lectures in politics and international relations at Auckland University. He backs the move, the MP's move, but told our reporter Charlie Drever, any policy change will upset China.
As far as China's concerned, you're going to get an obvious bit of backlash. They're going to be extremely angry, and they're going to call it New Zealand interfering in domestic Chinese affairs. What kind of consequences that tangibly comes with, I think, remains to be seen. But this is not going to go over well, at least on that front. I suppose what I might say then is it politically smart from an international relations standpoint? Probably not. But that doesn't mean it's still not the right thing to do.
China is a massive trading partner for New Zealand. Could there be possible implications there, given some of the backlash, for example, Australia faced around criticising China, wanting to look into their COVID response? Could similar trade implications potentially happen here if we were to introduce a policy like this?
Yeah, definitely. There definitely could be trade-related implications, large or small. But I guess my retort would be to say, what are the implications of not doing this? In the past, I've complained that we don't stand up to China enough, that we don't follow our own principles regarding human rights or the value of liberal democracy and free expression nearly as much as we should. This is actually an okay thing to do. Sure, it's going to be costly, but there are frankly, bigger things in the world sometimes than, or more things in the world than simply trade implications. The usual thing is to assume that because New Zealand is so small and so isolated and so dependent on foreign buyers for our products, that we can't afford to be overly ideological or political in the way we approach issues like what's been happening in Hong Kong. I'm simply saying I think there's a cost to not speaking up. It's a different kind of cost, maybe. But it's one that's worth thinking about. And it's one that I wish we took a little bit more seriously.
That is Dr. Stephen Noakes there from Auckland University.